Hey everybody, this is Alyssa Klancik, and welcome to another edition of Klancik's Corner. So, it's the month of June, and there's one thing that's really concerning everybody, and that's the end of the school year. We all just want to leave. Once June 1st hits, everyone is just like, I'm done, I don't want to do this, I want to graduate, or I want to leave. And, you know, that's pretty understandable. And I'm not going to lecture you guys or tell you guys how to prepare for finals. It's just like midterms. You sleep, get a good night's sleep, you study, and you eat a good breakfast. That's really all I can say about it. I'm going to go around the halls of Woodland to see how students are planning on having one of the best summer vacations. I want to see what seniors are doing to, you know, soak up those last memories with their friends before they all go off to college. I want to see what juniors are doing because they're going to become seniors. I want to see what everyone's doing. And I want to try and help you guys get ideas for when it seems like your summers hit a little bit of a lag and you want to have some fun or you can't go anywhere. I want to try and spruce up your summer. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this last edition of Klancik's Corner. Some, like freshman Erica Scarpatti and sophomore Shannon Rafferty, don't seem to have much free time over the summer with their AP courses and summer jobs.
Summer break. I work at a camp for community service.
Okay.
For little kids, and hang out with my friends, go swimming, go to the beach, and I go to dance camp for 4 days, which is intense.
You mentioned before that you have 4 AP courses you're taking next year. Which ones are you taking again?
I'm taking AP History, AP English, AP Psych, and AP Proven.
What do you plan on doing just to have some fun this summer?
Probably going swimming a lot, just chilling in my backyard, hanging with friends.
Others, like junior Craig Enns, have a plan in mind on how to incorporate fun into what would otherwise be a busy summer.
Yeah, I'm trying to make fun in between all of it.
How are you gonna?
Well, I see Haley at the barn, so we go swimming after, so that's always fun. And then football, it gets done in the morning, so I still have the whole day ahead of me. And then whenever, if I have any free time during the day, I'll try to knock out some packets and then just try to hang out with some friends.
Okay. This summer will be one to remember for seniors Sarah Melville and Allie Walsh. As one adventure ends, another begins as they start to prepare for their college experiences. Both were nice enough to share with me some of their best memories that they have made here at Woodland and how they feel about graduation.
Yeah. Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
You are?
It's been a long 4 years. A good 4 years, but a long 4 years.
I'm really split. There's half of me that is really excited, can't wait to get out. I've been at Woodland for 4 years. It's, whoever said that it flies by, like, it flies by, but senior year, it seems like it's kind of dragging. It's kind of like, okay, let's get out of here already. But it's not as fast as everyone would say, but I've enjoyed it. But I'm just like, I've been with the same classmates since either kindergarten or sixth grade, and I love them all to death, but I'm ready to meet new people, make new friends, get out there.
Okay.
And the other half of me is, this is my comfort zone. I know everything, I know all the teachers, I know all the students, and I'm just kind of like holding on because I'm really afraid to. Yes, that's the perfect word for graduation, is bittersweet, because you want to get out, but at the same time you don't realize that like you're not coming back.
Okay. What's your most memorable moment that you had, or what's your best memory?
I have a lot. It depends. I know in sports, in cross country, going undefeated for 2 years in a row and being NBL champs was just an amazing feat, especially this year. Being the first team in Woodland history to do that was just a pretty nice feeling. I've had so many memories just in school as well. Becoming the first Chief Justice, which is something I've worked for pretty much since sophomore year. I was really honored to be able to do that. With Chamber Choir, going to Wales was pretty extraordinary. Different culture, and being able to sing in cathedrals, and being able to sing, Sing Me to Heaven, which is just this great song, and singing that in churches and in great halls, and just hearing the different sounds is a lot of fun and something I'll remember forever. Going to Hershey Park was a lot of fun as well. And just a lot of teachers, like individual teachers, and just being in different classes, I'll definitely take with me philosophy, for sure, because that's part of what I'm going into in college. And all my English classes, all my English teachers, because that's my favorite.
I think, really, it's just senior year. It's just, I don't know, just everything is better when you're a senior. That's how I feel. I think that just all the big things, senior prom, senior picnic, Spirit Week, all those things that I'm just going to remember forever because they made my high school experience. Like, when I look back, that's what I think about when I think of high school, is everything that happened this year. Yes, I had good memories all 4 years, but senior year was really the best year, and I really don't think I'm ever going to forget a minute of senior year.
So, as you've seen from the various interviews I've conducted, people are doing various different things. And I just want to say, like, if you're worried about budget, for example, do things that don't require money. Take your friends out to a park or window shop or have a sleepover, something that doesn't require money so you can save up and buy what you would like. You can try and get a summer job. It might be a little late, but you can still apply and see what happens. And just most importantly, have fun over the summer. I mean, that's what the summer is about, really. So I'm going to talk to you guys really, really fast. I just want to give some words of advice to everybody who's going to be starting the 2010-2011 school year. First of all, incoming freshmen. Yes, I'm sure that by now you've gotten several threats, and you're just, you know, really worried and stuff like that. I'd like to tell you right now, just come in with a positive attitude. I guarantee you, you will not get shoved in a locker. I promise you, you will not get shoved into a locker, especially on your first day. You know, most freshmen that I've been aware of, myself included, basically, they stay in the freshman hallway, or they line up outside your classes, their classes. Yeah, word of advice, you don't necessarily want to do that. Go up to the cafeteria and find, like, a table that's vacant and just sit there every morning till the bell rings. You could do that. That's what my friends and I, that's what me and my friends did. I'm still here. I am still here. I have not been once shoved into a locker. I promise your freshman year is not that scary. You know, just be courteous, you know, of everybody else. And try and join clubs, because I guarantee you, the more you branch out, and if you're really worried about fitting in, join a few clubs. That's really the best advice I can give you. I mean, I think that's what helped me the most when I was a freshman. Do things like join your school paper, or join student council, join math team, join something. Branch out a little bit. Do something you wouldn't normally do. Try to challenge yourself your freshman year. Set certain goals that you want to accomplish before you're a senior. Incoming sophomores, basically just have fun. Like I told the freshmen, you've got CAP testing, and I can tell you right now, your sophomore year, from various opinions, it can either be great and memorable, or it can just be what a lot of people consider to be the forgotten year. I know my sophomore year was considered the forgotten year, so just try and make it as memorable as possible. You know, join more clubs if you didn't join any your freshman year. Do something to make it worthwhile. And just keep those goals from your freshman year in mind. Incoming juniors, you're in for a challenge. I'm practically finished with my junior year, and I can tell you it's a challenge. Whether you're in AP courses, honors courses, core courses, CP courses, it does not matter what kind of course you're in. You are still under immense amounts of stress. Everybody is. Your teachers are, you are, and the best way to deal with it is just to take a break from it all once in a while. Don't do what I did, and don't make sure you have some type of a social life, because you will need to go out with your friends, and you will need to socialize, because that's what's going to get your mind off of things. Just make sure you do it in an orderly fashion. Make sure you're not, you know, putting it before your homework. Make sure you at least get a little homework done and stuff, but you should be fine. Don't procrastinate, prioritize your time, and just go with the flow. Again, have fun, make it count. All right, for those of us who are going to be incoming seniors, congratulations. You've made it to the end of your high school. Well, not the end, but we're seniors. Woohoo! We're finally seniors. Really don't know what advice to give because I've never been a senior before. So I'm just going to say, have fun. And for all the seniors that are graduating or have graduated for the 2009-2010 school year, class of 2010, I just wish you all the best. I hope you have a great summer filled with tons of memories. I hope you get to see your friends, and I just wish you the best of luck in everything that you decide to do. I hope you all have a great summer. I'm Alyssa Klancik from WHS Media. Thanks for tuning in to Klancik's Corner.